Ogden's Nut Gone Flake from 1968. Before that, The Music Machine with Taxman off of Turn On, The Music Machine from 1966. The Count Five gave us Peace of Mind off of Psychotic Reaction from 66. Question Mark and the Mysterians gave us I Need Somebody off of 96 Tears from 1966. The Seeds gave us No Escape from A Web of Sound from 1966. And the Blues Magoos on Vinyl gave us Tobacco Road off of Psychedelic Lollipop from, you guessed it, 1966. And before that, we heard them, People Let's Freak Out, off of Belfast Gypsies from 67. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour, gang. And then Belinda, yes, Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. I know that I am staying tuned for that. And I'm tuned for that as well. He said to have. Okay. Now, where are we going, Mikey? I know where we're going now. Since we are featuring the sort of 66, 67, 68 kind of thing, the early end of the classic rock mine years, we are now going to 1968. And let's see, the guitarist for this band would go on to play with a giant of prog rock in the 70s. See if you can guess who it isn't.
Shadows. One wears red, one wears green, another one blue. Are they true? Three jolly little dwarfs sitting on their toadstools. They're such good company in the house so small. Sitting at home, been so long, little short legs. Keeps them warm. Danger lurks late at night, but there's no one there inside. But a sound or a light can turn their peace to fright. And the giant appears, and a deep noise fills their ears, and his footsteps shake the ground, and their little house falls down. Three jolly little dwarfs running round the meadow. The sun is very, very bright, leaving little shadows. One wears red, one wears green, one wears blue. Are they true? Danger lurks late at night. There's no one there inside, but a sound or a light can turn their peace to fright. And the giant appears, and a deep noise fills their ears, and his footsteps shake the ground, and the little house falls down.
I want to tell you a story about a little man, if I can. A gnome named Grimble Grumble, and little gnomes stay in their homes, eating, sleeping, drinking their wine. He wore a scarlet tunic, a blue-green hood, it looked quite good. He had a big adventure amidst the grass, fresh air at last. Whining, dining, biding his time. And then one day, Look at the sky, look at the river, isn't it good? Look at the sky, look at the river, isn't it good? Winding, finding places to go. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say, ooh, my, ooh, my. We'll be right back.
fascination's riding. She swims to the side. The sun sees her dried. The birds hover high. The birds hover high. she wore black and I wore white.
I'd always let her win the fight. Bang, bang.
You shot me down.
Bang, bang.
I hit the ground.
Bang, bang.
You shot me down. Bang, bang.
I used to shoot you down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called her mine.
She would always laugh and say,
remember how we used to play. Bang, bang.
You shot me down.
Bang, bang.
Following is a
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That was Love, Digga Children, with Orange Skies off of Da Capo from 1967. Before that, the Nazz, yes, the Nazz, with See What You Can Be off of Nazz from 1968. Growing up in Philly, the Nazz were like gods. They were like gods. Todd is God. Vanilla Fudge, Bang Bang, off of Vanilla Fudge on Vinyl Kids from 1967. The Rolling Stones with Gomper. Man, if they were just doing music like that now, well, they wouldn't be selling out stadiums for thousands of dollars per seat. That's off of their Satanic Majesty's Request from 1968, an album that bombed. Before that, The Nice, featuring Keith Emerson with Azrael, Angel of Death, off of one of my favorite albums from 67, The Thoughts of Emeralist Davjack. And speaking of favorites from 67, Pink Floyd with The Gnome off of Pipers at the Gates of Dawn from 1967 on vinyl. One of the two vinyl copies of that album I have. And the weird thing is, one of them has See Emily Play on it and the other doesn't, but they are both from 67. Go figure. And before that, Tomorrow featuring Steve Howe on guitar with Three Jolly Little Dwarves off of Tomorrow from 1968. And I think that's where we started that set. But all these songs are so like short and psychedelic, I'm losing track. I'm losing track, gang. Let's see, losing track. We have one more half hour of classic rock mind. Then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. I am frantically trying to figure out what my naughty last song is going to be. So I have a half hour to figure that out. And In the meantime, let's go back to 1967. We're going to go to San Francisco, and we're going to go on vinyl, and we're going to hear something like this.
must I say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time hesitated through, the time to wallow in the mire. Try for we can only lose, and the love becomes a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Yeah.
That was Golden Earring Gang from 1967. Yes, the same guys who brought you Radar Love brought you Smoking Cigarettes off of Winter Harvest from 1967. Status Quo before they brought you massive amounts of boogies through the 70s and 80s with When My Mind Is Not Alive off of Picturesque Matchstickable. Messages from the Status Quo. The Mops, Light My Fire off of Psychedelic Sounds in Japan from 68. The Strawberry Alarm Clock with Rainy Day Mushroom Pillow. Can't believe I had to say that. Off of Incense and Peppermints, which is a fantastic album featuring the killer guitar of Ed King, who went on to play with Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was from 67. Even more impressive was T-Swift and the Electric Bag with What's Your Bag? And that is off of Are You Experienced from 68. I could find nothing on T-Swift and the Electric Bag. Even AllMusic says no one knows who these guys were. They were probably a bunch of session guys out on the strip, and they did an album of covers, but they changed the names of all the songs. So, like, there's a cover of... there's all kinds of stuff on there. But anyway, that was What's Your Bag off of Are You Experienced. Jefferson Airplane started us off with She Has Funny Cars off of Surrealistic Pillow, 1967, on vinyl. All right, I'm going to keep going until Belinda comes in. We are going back to San Francisco, and this is part two of a song that, of course, it's from 1968. So there is no part one. So, you know, see if you can figure out what came before this.
Just room for one girl. From these caves comes a lonely sound. My hand cries out from the social crowd. A burst of tears comes from its seas. Come inside and live with me.
Okay, let's see. Who was that? That was... I didn't even enter it. That was Lazy Smoke with There Was a Time, and that's off of Love, Peace, and Poetry, American Psychedelic Music. I believe it came out in 67, but I am not sure. Before that, The Savage Resurrection with Remlapse Cave Part 2 off of The Savage Resurrection. Oh, man, I'm getting this. See, Belinda's here, and I'm all nervous because she's wearing a tank top. The Savage Resurrection from San Francisco with Remlapse Cave Part 2 off of The Savage Resurrection from 1968. And of course, there is no Remlapse Cave Part 1. You gotta love that. 1968 in San Francisco. That brings us to the end of this edition of Classic Rock Mine. I was not able to find a naughty song to go out with, so instead, I have a little sweet song to go out with that I will frantically enter while it is playing. So, Until week after next, bye-bye and bye bonds. And this, of course, is going out to Belinda and everyone else who loves her. Forget the past.